Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. I am so pleased that you're here. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm. I'm the host of the show. I want to say thank you very much for pushing play on another episode. And of course, a very warm welcome to all the new subscribers this week. It's so lovely to have you here. So, as you'll know from previous episodes, I recently, just 2 weeks ago now, opened a group called Australian Counsellors in Private Practice Online. It's a group on Facebook. And what we do in that group is every Wednesday at 12:15 Australian Eastern Standard Time, I jump into a Zoom call for anybody in the group that wants to come along and get some guidance around things to do with private practice. And one of the things that came up a lot was around getting referrals. And so, you know me, I'm very efficient. I act very quickly. When I'm good at tapping into flow, everything comes really easily and naturally. And within, like, you know, 48 hours or 72 hours or something like that, I put together a whole masterclass for people on how they can get referrals. And I even included a workbook, and I provided them with a tool that they can use to create their very own referral action plan, and invited them to email me their referral action plan so that I could give them some feedback on it. So I love helping, but there are a couple of issues I think that arise when it comes to getting referrals in your private practice, because what I've noticed, and maybe this is you, I don't know, this might be an uncomfortable episode for some of you to listen to, is that even when somebody is offering you free help, no strings attached help, putting together big masterclasses for you, using their own time to do it just because they want to help, putting together beautiful workbooks for you just because they want to help, and offering to even go the extra mile in terms of supporting you by, you know, inviting you to share with them the work that you're doing in terms of putting together things like a referral action plan, because it's her highest intention to help you generate those referrals. And yet there are so many people that either didn't register, or they didn't attend, or they didn't do the work, and yet they will still contact me and say, how do I get referrals? So I thought this was really interesting. And you know what, it's something that happens if you are like me and you run groups and you offer to help people with stuff. You'll often find that people raise their hands and say, yes, I can't find any referrals, for example, And so you put together all this stuff to try and help them. And then, you know, it's crickets. And then they'll come back to you and say, oh, I still need help with this. It got me thinking, you know, what is the energy here? What is the energy here? And so I'm a big believer in law of attraction. I'm a big believer in your vibe attracts your tribe. I'm a big believer in what you put out into the universe, you get back. So of course, after I did this masterclass, so we had about maybe about 100 people in private practice, mostly women, say that they were really struggling with getting referrals, and they, you know, registered for this masterclass. Now, you know, 33 of them attended and or watched a replay. So what's happened to the other 67? The other 67 are contacting me in private messenger and by email saying, can I help them because they're struggling, etc., etc. I'm giving them access to workbooks, to audios, to transcripts, to masterclasses and everything, and they're not following through. So I'm having a look now at what was the energy I brought to this, you know, because I want to know, was there something that was out of alignment between my energy and that of my, you know, soul client? So I was thinking, okay, how did I come into this? And, you know, I got out my notes and I always begin everything, like even this podcast today, I began by setting an intention. So I had a look over my notes for supporting women with getting referrals for the practice. And what I'd written down was that it was my intention to see the greatness in these women and help them see the greatness within themselves so that they could begin to speak to clients in a way that resonated, that felt good, that felt uplifting, and just make the whole, you know, process of attracting referrals feel very easy and light and in flow. So that was the energy that I brought back to it. And, you know, to be honest, the 33, I think it was nearly all women that attended the masterclass and or the replay, you know, they've done well, but not all of those 33 women followed through on implementation. They didn't take action other than listen to the recording or, you know, sit on the masterclass. Some took notes, some didn't. Some listened to the audio, some didn't. Some downloaded the transcript, some didn't. And I can see everything because I, you know, I've got access to all that information from the back end of my platform. So I know who's done what. And I know who hasn't done anything as well. And so I just got so curious about this. And I thought, okay, there are people that have been brave enough to put their hand up and reach out and say, I need help, yet they're not accessing the help when it's provided. And I thought, I wonder if there's something I'm not doing. But when I had a look, I thought to myself, okay, they've got a video they can watch. If they don't want to, you know, spend an hour of their time watching a video, they can just listen to the audio. They can fast forward, rewind, pause. I thought that was convenient. I thought maybe including a transcript would help so that people could just skim over to the sections that were relevant to them. I thought having a workbook would help the more kinesthetic learners because then they're actually doing something. And then I thought that by offering to give feedback and guidance on people's referral action plans that they create as a result of this approach, that they would then be able to feel more confident, more empowered, more excited, more just like it was just going to be so much easier for them, and because they're going to realize that they're not selling to people, they're attracting people right to the practice. So I was confused about what was happening here, and then I started to like connect more deeply in with my curious energy about what was coming up for people. And I guess it's hard when you don't know. I mean, we don't know what we don't know, and I think we always have to be careful about making assumptions, don't we? Like, we have to be so careful about making assumptions. I mean, there could be all kinds of reasons why people haven't followed through with their intention. There could be, you know, I think as women in private practice who are trying to market our businesses, sometimes we question ourselves and we question our own worth, don't we? We think to ourselves, you know, what did I do wrong that didn't land for these people? Or how could I have done it better? What did I miss? And so I think, you know, even I fall into that trap sometimes, which is why I'm sharing it with you now. You know, like, I'm not a guru or anything like that. I'm just like you guys, just sharing my experience. But I think what I realized about myself was I was getting in my own head about what was going on with this masterclass. And I was getting caught up in ego mind, which is, you know, it happens, doesn't it? And, you know, I was making it about me. I was thinking, oh, what did I miss? What didn't I do good enough or right enough or, you know, in a way that didn't connect enough or whatever. But I think at the same time, you know, it's good to be able to reflect, but it's also good to be able to know what assumptions you're making behind your reflections, and then to also have a look at, you know, the other side of the coin, because as Barbara Streisand and Robert Redford had in that movie, you know, the mirror has two faces, and it's so true. The mirror does have two faces. So then I thought to myself, okay, let's connect in with the energy of mostly these women who said they wanted help but didn't actually access the help. What was going on for them? And do you know what? It was really interesting to just be open and just connect into my heart space and think about what may have been going on for them. And what came through for me was all kinds of different things, of course, like all that mental chatter comes in, doesn't it? Of, oh, you know, they were really busy and this, that, and the other. And that's all fine. But I, you know, I like to dive much deeper. And I think perhaps what may have been at the bottom for some of these people were, in a way, we kind of hold on to this identity of who we are in private practice, or what private practice would be like. And if we're exposed to something often enough, as in life, so in practice, it becomes our experience because it becomes our belief, right? It sits, that belief sits in your subconscious mind, which, as I've mentioned to you before, is 30,000 times more powerful than your conscious mind. So if you hold a belief because you've been looking at everybody else in your group, say it's so hard to get a referral, well, it's going to be hard for you to shift that belief, especially when someone like me comes along and says, hey, I've got a really easy way for you to do this. And it's less about strategy and more about who you're being and more about your feminine energy. That can kind of feel so far removed from what people believe that they think it can't be possible, it can't be true, it can't happen for them, maybe it happens for everybody else. And so what I realized was that what's possibly going on for a lot of women in private practice when it comes to attracting referrals, there are a few things. I think first of all, you know, when you're presented with a solution, like, I know that's not the right word, but you know what I mean. When you're presented with an answer, when you're presented with that guidance, when somebody removes that obstacle for you, well, then all other things come to the surface, right? Your other fears come to the surface. So some of those fears could be, well, okay, Brooklyn's shown me how easy it is to get referrals and fill my diary, and that I can do that in a way that is aligned with my values, where I can do it in flow, that's, you know, going to allow me to call in soul level clients. So when she removes that obstacle for me, then holy smoke, what happens if I get clients? I don't have all the systems in place to handle referrals at the moment. I don't have finance set up. I don't know how to do my invoices the right way. What if I get people from NDIS and I don't know if I need to be registered or not? What if I don't know what the item numbers are for the thing that I'm billing? What if I don't want to work with some kinds of people yet they're trying to book appointments for me? What if people don't want to work with me because of my fees? What if I get cancellations and I don't really know what to do about a cancellation? And what if people are then going to go and look at my website? And to be honest, I haven't touched my website in eons, and it, you know, I haven't done a blog post in 6 months, and it looks like a ghost town on there. So if I suddenly remove that obstacle about getting referrals, it's going to create a bucket load of extra work for me, and I just don't have, you know, the mental, spiritual, or energetic space to deal with that extra work right now. So do you know what? I'm just not going to take that help and get those referrals in, because it's, a referral is going to mean an avalanche of extra work, and I don't want to do that. I would say that's what's going on for some people, especially people who are new in private practice, because they don't have all those systems set up. Or if they do, they're not confident yet in how to implement them. So that's one thing that came through for me. The other thing that came through for me was that there could be fear of failure. Well, what if I get, you know, what if I remove all my obstacles around getting referrals and it still doesn't work out, right? Now, of course, this depends on how each of us as women defines what success is in our private practice. And I know many of you define a successful private practice as one where you're working school hours and not on weekends, and you're getting paid your worth, and you have time to spend with family, do school pickup, be home for dinner, put the kids to bed, take them to basketball and netball and football and cricket, and you're all of those sorts of things, right? You've got more balance. You can go to Pilates and yoga, right? And you can take time off and not freak out because the practice isn't bringing in any money. But if that's how you define success, for example, or was I talking about failure or success? I was talking about failure, wasn't I? So let's say that, you know, this is how you define success and you're worried about failing. So you're thinking, well, if I use Brooklyn's approach and it, you know, I fail, what's that going to look like? Well, that will mean that, you know, I'm not available to pick up Johnny from school or Tabitha from school, and I can't take them to ballet and cricket and football because I'm stuck at the office doing admin, or I'm stuck at the office writing NDIS reports, or I'm stuck at the office with late clients or clients who need emergency appointments, or it means I'm accumulating debt because I don't have good finance policies and procedures in place. And so I'm working my bum off, but I'm not seeing any of those successful results coming yet, you know, financially speaking. Or I've got all the referrals I ever dreamed of, but I'm exhausted. I never knew it was going to feel like this. You know, I'm tired. I go home and I just want to be left alone now, but the kids and my partner just want to bombard me because they haven't seen me all day, and now I feel guilty because I want some peace and quiet because I've had people at me all day dumping their stuff on me, and now I've got to come home and I've got to get bombarded, and it's the guilt of being a partner, the guilt of being a mother, and wanting that time to myself. How do I deal with that, right? Just for example, I know it's not like that for everyone, but I'm just going to use some examples of what came through for me. And so I think if you're afraid of success in your private practice in the way that you define it, then you're not going to take action in getting the help that you want to create the successful practice. And if you're afraid of failure in your private practice, well, again, you're not going to take action when that action comes served to you on a silver platter. I mean, I don't know any other coach, honestly, I do not know any other coach in private practice that puts together whole entire masterclasses, workbooks, offers to give you feedback on your you know, action steps, supports you in wanting to implement them, and gives you a free community to do it all, plus bonus rees. I don't know anybody else who's doing that. What is the reason that you're not taking action? It's going to be fear of failure or fear of success. And I bet my bottom dollar that behind either of those major fears, there's going to be something else, like a limiting belief, right? And that limiting belief, I'm just going to take a stab in the dark here because it will land for some of you, is going to be like, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. I'm not deserving enough, you know, it'll be something like that. I bet. So what happens is when, and you're saying, well, I can't have this successful practice because I can't find any referrals, that then becomes your safe space. And when I take that away and say, no, well, actually you can, then you freak out. And so what happens is you want to stay in this safe space, and you want to stay in the space of being like everybody else and saying, I can't get referrals. And what happens then is you become stuck, right? But in reality, there's always a fork in the road. You get to choose, because energetically, you are in control of your practice every step of the way, whether you're in partnership or not. You are in control of your private practice. And so you get to choose. Am I going to work through my fears and my limitations and my obstacles so that I can continue, you know, and create this beautiful practice that I want? And you know what? Money isn't always the driver, is it? We don't all want to be millionaires. We don't all want the seven-figure practice. We don't all want massive teams at multiple locations. There are a lot of us that just want to simplify things, right? And do things in a more heart-centered way. So think about that. Or you can say, no, I'm not ready for that transformation yet, so I'm going to stay here. And you know what? If you choose to stay there, you're caught in, you know, paralysis. Like nothing is going to change for your practice. And how you feel today is going to be how you feel next week and the week after and the week after and the week after. Until you get to the point where it's so painful for you in that space that you need to take an action, right? Or until you see the benefits of what's available to you on the other side, that then becomes so enticing for you that you then want to take action. But you must do something, because I see 100%, I see the greatness in you. I do. I do not believe for a second that you invested time, energy, money, resources, sacrifice to pursue a career in a helping profession if you didn't feel like you're put on this earth to make an important contribution, to make an impact, to help a group of people that really, 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 really need your help right now. Right? I see the greatness in you. I believe you feel the greatness in you as well when you're not caught in your head. I think, you know, by allowing yourself for a moment to step back and drop back into that feminine energy of why you want to help people and why it's important to you to have that private practice and what's going to become available to you when you do create that practice. And then you look at how can I embody that as a woman in private practice. That's when you start to make decisions, right? And this is something that I help people with every single day. And if you find that you're in this situation, then I invite you, please, to come and look at the private practice method. The private practice method teaches you how to move through those limiting beliefs that are stopping you from developing that beautiful practice that you have and that are stopping you from stepping into your greatness further in the, you know, in the world around us. It's going to show you how you can show up for your clients in a way that feels really, you know, congruent with who you are, with your values. It's going to show you how to attract the right clients to your practice without you feeling uncomfortable about it. It's going to show you how to connect with those people on deeper levels, on energetic levels, on levels that resonate with them and that feel so aligned with your values. You know, it's going to show you how to dismantle some, you know, stories that you've created over the years, you know, maybe through life that are now affecting your business. Because energy is energy, right? It doesn't just stay in one spot. Like the energy that you have at home impacts your business. The energy you have in your business impacts your home. The energy you have about you and who you are impacts all areas of your life. You know this. But at the moment, it's very possible that you're dimming your light through fear. And I think, I know that I can help you start to turn the brightness up again in a way that feels safe. I want you to know that I can give you that safe container to explore more deeply the things that are going on for you at your soul level so that you can work with your soul level clients. But the only way to connect with me in this space is through the private practice method. And so hit pause now and jump to the show notes, tap private practice method and go and check it out. Come back to this podcast if you want to or not, that's fine. But hit pause and go and check it out now. Do yourself that favor. You are the only thing that's getting in the way of you embodying and stepping into the version of you that you need to be for yourself and that your clients are longing for you to be, right? We need you to be able to feel more comfortable taking off this cloak, taking off this coat, taking off this shell, if you like. And this is the way to do it, okay? The method only opens once a year because it's a 12-month program, okay? So enrollments are open now. We start on the 9th of January. It's a course. Each month, you're going to start with a new goal and you're going to complete that goal. We have guest speakers coming in to support you work on a soul level, an energetic level, a practical level as well. Make sure that you have, you know, that safe set of foundations in place for the practice so that it's safe for you to be successful and so it's safe for you to, you know, get things wrong and err. Not that I believe in getting things wrong. Everything happens. It's a lesson. But this is a safe way for you to do that. So I'd encourage you to take that step, hit pause, go and have a look at the method and email me with any questions. It's only open to 5 women in private practice and two women have taken spots already. So there's 3 places left, all right? And I would love the opportunity to take your hand, support you for the next 12 months, with lots of coaching on demand as you need it to help you get the shifts that you need. Because I see the greatness in you. I know that you can do this. You just need guidance and support and a safe place to land. Okay? I'm giving you that now. The rest is up to you. It's your decision. It's your fork in the road. Thank you very, very much for being here today. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions, reach out. I get back to all of my emails. Have a beautiful Wednesday, everybody. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding, your processes, and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.